under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Thursday, June 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Breaking news sent into the radio station as I was heading into the break. Came in at 9:59 before the top of the hour news. MERS News Service is reporting State Representative Neil Friske was arrested early this morning by Lansing police and is still in jail. Jordan Gulkiss, a spokesperson for the Lansing Police Department, confirmed to MERS News Service that charges are, quote, under review, and Friske should be arraigned either tomorrow, Friday, or Saturday. The spokesperson for the Lansing Police Department, Gulkiss, declined to release any additional details until after Friske is arraigned. According to the Lansing Police Department's recording of inmates, Friske is being held without bond as of this morning. Records at the 54th A District Court in Lansing do not show any charges filed against Friske. Messages to Friske and the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office were not immediately returned. I find this very interesting. Farm Bureau's AgriPAC endorsed Parker Fairburn over Neil Friske this past week. Last night, Congressman Jack Bergman endorsed Parker Fairburn. Not the incumbent State Representative Neil Friske, but his opponent. And early this morning, they probably get him out of bed and arrested him, and he's sitting in a jail cell in Lansing Police Department being held without a bond, being arraigned tomorrow or Saturday. Are you connecting the dots here, people? Your Congressman, Jack Bergman, is involved in taking out your state representative, Neil Friske, in the 107th, working in concert with somebody on charges against him, which at this moment, we don't even know what the charges are. There's no details. There are no charges actually filed in the 54th A District Court in Lansing. And according to the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office, no charges filed. He's under investigation. Charges are under review. This is beyond unbelievable. Well, we'll find out what the charges are. We'll report on them. We'll get Neil's side of the story on Monday. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What they're trying to do to take this guy out. And your Congressman Jack Bergman's part of it. Farm Bureau Agri-Pac is part of it. I'm sitting here shaking my head. I'm like, I can't even believe I got this news alert. But I report all the stories, the truth, as they come in, and that's where it is right now. We have a concerned citizen in Sheboygan County that feels he's not getting answers to questions from his current state representative, Cam Cavett, and his opponent, Todd Smallenberg. We're going to talk with Tim Tarjeff in the next segment. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Joining us on the line as I teed up the interview earlier is a concerned citizen for Sheboygan County. Tim Tarjeff's on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Randy. I'm having a hard time maintaining my attention span here with what you just announced about Neil Friske.
Dad, ignore it. The charges haven't been filed. We'll find out more. We'll give him on the show Monday. We'll hear the truth. We'll find out what they're doing. My main reason for having you on the show today, as a concerned citizen for Sheboygan County, you felt that you and the constituents of the 106th House District were not getting the ability to ask questions of your current state representative, Cam Cavett, and his challenger, Todd Smallenberg. You want to vet these guys. You want to talk to them. You want to talk to Cam about his voting record this past year. You want to talk about Todd. What is his political motivations? What's his political strategy? What's his plans? You know, is this guy just running for Congress in Washington to avoid John DeMoose being there when Jack Bergman retires? What is he going to do different than Cam Cavett? You have these questions. A lot of people in the 106 have these questions. And you took it upon yourself, Tim, to actually go and sign out reserve the Sheboygan County Public Library. Explain to the folks what you did and why you did it.
Well, the initiative initially came from my good friend Rick Salvo, who recently is deceased on May 28th. He had started the ball rolling on trying to put together a debate between Representative Cavett and Mr. Smallenberg. I didn't know a lot of the details on that. Soon after Rick's passing, I was asked if I would pick up the ball and continue with it. And in Rick's honor and in doing my civic duty, I said yes and got the ball rolling on that. So I started out with coming up with a I've never done a debate before, so I came up with a letter that profiled the format for the debate, and I requested that each one of the candidates provide three questions to ask the other candidates at the debate. I then took those letters and sent them U.S. Postal Service and UPS, return receipt required, to ensure that the invitations were received, and that happened on Friday, the 8th, actually Friday the 7th. So fast forward, I got my return receipts on those, created a flyer to try and get out there to the community about the debate, and proceeded to make arrangements with the library so I'd have a place to conduct it. I got a response relatively quickly from Mr. Smallenberg. Thursday, I hadn't heard anything from Representative Cavett. And so I texted him and said, hey, I haven't heard anything from you. If you can't make it, I'd understand. If you provide your questions, I'd be happy to, you know, present them verbatim at the debate. What I did is a strategy when I started out with planning the debate. I said, okay, the impetus for this was the 22nd being when the absentee ballots were going out.
That's this Saturday.
Yes. So 7th of May, you know, the clock's ticking and I got to get the ball rolling. So initially I thought, okay, the 15th and the 22nd were logical dates. So I said, well, I was going to originally go with the 15th, and I said, well, why go with one? Might as well go with two for several reasons. Number one, it gives both the public and the candidates two opportunities to make it. Everybody's busy in the summer and people have plans, and it was, you know, in all reality, it was late notice, but had to do something. So that's what I did. I scheduled the two debates, the intention of making both debates identical. Well, when it soon after I had contacted Representative Cavett, actually the response during that text, I was told that I was as a school board member, I was I should be embarrassed, and that I was orchestrating a political hit job. Okay, good. Well, I think pretty much then
stop,
that was
stop. Stop, stop. You're saying State Representative Cam Cavett texted you back and basically admonishing you, saying you were doing a political hit job on him because you wanted to invite him to a debate representing the Sheboygan County people?
Yes.
How is it a hit job?
I'm not sure about that. I can't answer that. I don't know. All I know is it was an indicator that I probably was going to have a one person debate. So I said, okay, you know, you got to do workarounds all the time. So I said, what am I going to do with this? So I said, okay, Mr. Smallenberg, will you agree to attend or participate in the Saturday the 15th debate, which wasn't going to be a debate. It was going to turn into a Q&A for the one candidate that was showing up, and that's what I did. Well, then I said, okay, how am I going to do this? So I decided to go out and canvass our community, mainly my network of people that I know, and say, please provide me with well-considered questions that I could pose in this Q&A. And I received almost 30 very good questions. So fast forward to Saturday, the day of the debate. Mr. Smallenberg appeared, queued up the questions one by one on a PowerPoint behind him, and videotaped the entire two-hour Q&A, and had Mr. Smallenberg respond at three-minute intervals to each one of those questions from the community. And then when I was done, that only took 90 minutes out of a two-hour planned debate. So I then opened it up to the people in the audience that were there, of which there was maybe less than a dozen people. And they forwarded questions to Mr. Smallenberg. So here we are today, the 20th. We're coming up on next Saturday's event.
This Saturday.
And,
this Saturday.
This Saturday, right. This Saturday the 22nd.
Two days from right now, you're going to do this what time, 12 noon?
12 noon to 2 o'clock.
And it's going to be held where?
At the Sheboygan Public Library in the News Conference Room down in the basement.
I know the room. Nice room. Good facility. Good job. Let me ask you this question. Todd's agreed to come back again for this Saturday?
Yes.
Has Cavett contacted you about him being willing to come this Saturday?
No, I have not gotten any confirmation one way or another at this point. I will do the same thing I did last week. Later today, I will text Representative Cavett and see if he intends on coming and offer him the same courtesy that if for some reason he can't make it, that I would be happy to present his questions verbatim.
To Todd Smallenberg, his opponent.
Yes.
So that he could ask Todd questions, not questions coming from the constituents, but the actual state representative. You're allowing him the opportunity to actually ask questions that he wants Todd Smallenberg to answer in public.
Seems like the fair thing to do to me. Todd had the same courtesy offered to him, but he's there, so it's he can answer his own questions, I guess. But I'm going to duplicate last Saturday's event precisely. It'll be the same question. So anybody that couldn't make it last week can essentially see the or witness the same questions that were presented last week.
Very good. Let me ask you this question. The process, you've done it completely fairly. You've explained it to the audience. I think you did the right thing. You were perfect in the way you handled it. My question is very simple. Who are you going to vote for on August 6th to be your next state representative for the 106th House District?
Well, probably the person I know the most about is probably going to be Mr. Smallenberg.
Because people have the right to know, to hear their answers, to know their positions. I've got one lady says, well, you know, he doesn't live in the district. We did a whole interview with him last week explaining his residency situation, what's going on with the dam being removed, going to dry out the river in front of his home. He has to live on water for stress relief. The guy likes living on water, listening to the river. He's going to find a property in the 106th House District. He's going to sell his current home, his dream home, his retirement home, and take the funds and build it, duplicate it somewhere else with some improvements when he builds it this time in the 106th. His driver's license has been changed. His voter registration has been changed. By the way, folks, just like Mike Rogers, who lives in Florida, has already changed his license and voter registration to Michigan to run for the U.S. Senate. He's not doing anything different than Mike Rogers, who will probably, based on polling, Trump's endorsement and other things, may very well win, Tim, the nomination to be our U.S. Senator in Washington, D.C. So this is an attack hit piece orchestrated by Brandon Hall, who works for John Yab of Strategic National, who controls all these campaigns. Bergman, DeMoose, Cam Cabot, Parker Fairburn, they're all in bed together. And it absolutely disgusts me that they are going to take a Marine veteran who lost the lower half of his left leg and try to impugn the integrity and honesty of this man. Another hit piece. We're seeing it happen unfold right now in Lansing against Neil Friske, and they're doing the same thing to Todd Smollenberg. It's absolutely amazing. Final thoughts about this Saturday. What would you like to say to the folks?
I'd like to say that in Representative Cavett's defense, he told me that last Saturday he had a previous engagement down in Detroit with the People's Convention with Donald Trump. And, okay, that's I understand that. But the looming question that we all have to ask is, when is it important enough for a candidate vying for the vote of the people in this state, when is it important enough to change your plans for the community?
Not only a candidate, a current elected state representative representing your district.
Absolutely. What does it take?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, very good. Tim, I got to go. I know you're at work. I appreciate you taking the break. Again, the location, the time, this Saturday in Sheboygan.
It will be at the Sheboygan Public Library on Bailey. I don't have the exact address, but it'll be from promptly at 12 noon to 2 o'clock. In the news conference room in the basement.
This Saturday, June 22nd.
This Saturday, June 22nd.
Very good, Tim. Appreciate you doing this. Appreciate you coming on the show. And God bless, sir. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Got a very simple question, folks. If a state representative won't debate his opponent, if he won't take questions from you, then why are you going to vote for him? I don't even care about Todd Smollenberg supposedly not living in the 106th. Bald-faced lie. He explained it thoroughly on this show. There's a podcast. Go to yourdefendingfathers.com. Hour 3, last Friday. As a matter of fact, this Friday, we'll address it again. I don't care that he's got political aspirations, that he wants to really end up in Washington, D.C., in my personal opinion, I have vetted Todd Smollenberg hard, very hard. I'd much rather have him be our congressman in Washington, D.C., instead of Jack Bergman and or John DeMoose. That Bergman machine, folks, has got to die and go away, and it's got to go away starting this August 6th. Bergman's got to go. Any of his candidates he's endorsed, Lisa Trombley against Katie Niss in the 103rd, Parker Fairburn against Neil Friske. Vote against Bergman's candidates. Vote for Josh Saul against Jack Bergman. We need to send a message. This crap has got to stop. There's no way John DeMoose will ever be my congressman in Washington, D.C. Final half hour, hour number 2. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.